Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning in the studio, I have Haley Chambers and Chris Todd. They both represent the Sitka Historical Society and Museum. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Haley, welcome to town. You are the new curator.
Thank you. I've been here all of 2 months now, so I'm not totally brand new.
New-ish.
New-ish.
That's going to be our term. And the Sitka Historical Society and Museum, that is the museum located in the Harrigan Centennial Hall.
That is correct. We are just inside the door to the right. So if you haven't been, folks, you got to come down and visit us.
And it's something interesting, not just for visitors, but also for locals as well.
It is. It's very interesting for locals. And right now we are we're in the development stages of starting a volunteer program. So anybody that may be interested in volunteering with us, we would love to have your help.
That sounds terrific. And Chris, you are the, well, you're a familiar voice here in the morning.
Well, I'm on the other side of the little thing, though. No. not so familiar lately, but I'm the interim executive director. As many people probably know, our executive director of 6 years, almost seven, Bob Menninger, has retired from the museum and is having fun up north at his family homestead. And he's sorely missed in many, many ways. He was enthusiastic and still is a historian by his own right, and did a lot of work for the society, certainly. One of the things that he worked really hard on with lots of other people in town are the, and I want to talk a little bit about them, the A and B ANS panels that were funded through the Alaska Humanities grant and Alaska Humanities Forum, the Office of History and Archaeology, and the society. And that was a pretty big project that would not have been possible if it hadn't been for the A and B ANS folks thinking that that was a worthwhile thing to pursue. And the panels were kind of a you can see them, actually. They're at the A and B Hall, and it's a panel display that tells the history pictorially and with some really great explanation text to go along with those of the A and B ANS camps. And it was the 100th year anniversary, which is why the grant was funded. A lot of people worked on it locally, Patty Moss, Mary Lou Spartz, Peter Metcalf was the content editor, and Derek Bremner, Sarah Asperger-Smith, just a bunch of folks worked really hard, including the society, through the efforts of Bob and Jackie Fernandez, our previous curator. So we just got a national award for those panels, the Historical Society, which, of course, we share with the A&B ANS, the recognition on that. And it's a pretty prestigious award from the American Association for State and Local History. It's one of 88 national awards given out this year. So we feel pretty happy and very proud of everybody's collaboration on that project. So that's the sort of thing that we like to promote and let people know. We also, I think Haley has plans for our copy of the panels. There's a traveling exhibit of the panels that's been making the rounds in the state, and I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, the panels have been north, south, east and west. They have been everywhere, all over the Inside Passage, out to Bristol Bay, and we are hoping to put them up for a little bit in Sitka here before they go back to Juneau for the Clan Conference this fall.
So people will be able to, I think we'll have some announcements and a special exhibit around those panels.
That sounds very exciting. Now, the role of the executive director is to find the grant funding and...
Sure. It's kind of a typical executive director and job. And I'm just sort of steadying the ship a little bit while the board of directors has...
Is currently looking for
an executive director. Yeah, we've got the posting up locally and nationally and... Alaska-wide, region-wide for the executive director. And yeah, it's a position which requires, some historical and hopefully museum experience. It's always grant writing and fundraising is a part of that. But there's a lot of other stuff, the day-to-day operations also.
I have to express my bias that Haley's job as the curator sounds like a lot more fun. So, Haley.
I think she'd agree.
being newish to town, any surprises walking into this Sitka collection?
Yeah, there's some really fantastic stuff. One of the first things that I've done since I've been here is to really clean and organize the storage area. And as we've been doing that, we've been opening boxes just to kind of peek and see what's inside. And there's definitely some gems. And I've recently been working with the art collection, and we have some really incredible pieces. So hopefully there'll be an art display sometime down the road in the near future, too.
And your background, have you always wanted to be a museum curator?
Pretty much most of my adult life I've wanted to be a curator. I've been kind of in the museum field for about 10 years now. I did my first internship back at my hometown museum, the Daytona Beach Museum of Arts and Sciences. It feels like a million years ago. I was 19 and I got to be a docent for a month. And those are the people that go around and they guide you through an exhibit and give you lots of information. And I really just fell in love with it. And then I got involved in grad school in collections. And that's when I discovered that's what I really like, because when you work with collections, you get to touch stuff. And that's one of the coolest parts of our job, is that we actually get to deal with the artifacts themselves. So
that's fun that you say that, because in most museums, you can't touch anything.
Yes.
And that is it's interesting, maybe like a job counseling when you're in a certain situation. Do you want to break the rules? Yes. Well, we can make it in a way that.
Yeah, and there actually was a really funny article that came out recently about how museum professionals make the worst visitors to museums because we want to touch stuff. So,
yeah, you're used to it.
You want to touch stuff, and you have this incurable curiosity about everything.
Absolutely.
Well, how can folks meet you at the museum?
Well, I am down there Monday through Friday. I work 8 to 5, and I'm pretty much available. I have my office door open, and right now I'm just anxious and excited to be a part of the Sitka community and get to know all the vibrant townspeople. So please feel free to come down and introduce yourself to me.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Chris Todd, Interim Executive Director of the Sitka Historical Society Museum, and newish museum curator Haley Chambers. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Holly.
Thank you.